Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1891, Preferred versus Common Stocks, How Do They Differ? By Amy Blacklock and Vicky Cook with womenwhomoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now we're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Preferred versus Common Stocks, How Do They Differ? By Amy Blacklock and Vicky Cook with womenwhomoney.com. Many people in America have some basic knowledge about the stock market. At the least, they hear news about stock prices related to some of the world's largest entities. At the same time, many people have very little knowledge of the availability of various classes of stock and the differences between them. To keep things simple, the following information focuses on two types of corporate stocks, common and preferred. We'll define both types of stock and highlight how they differ. Common stock. Common stock is by far the most common type of stock. It's the kind of stock most individual investors buy and sell on the stock market through their investment accounts. A share of common stock represents one share of ownership in the underlying corporation. Along with that ownership stake, the common shareholder has a proportionate claim against the profits of the company. These profits could, in turn, be paid out in the form of a declared dividend as determined by the corporation's board of directors. Note, a corporation's board of directors has no obligation to declare a dividend for common shareholders. They'll typically do so as a means of sharing extra profits, which usually results in driving the corporation's stock price upwards. A board of directors can declare a dividend in cash or in the form of additional stock, a stock dividend. Common stockholders have proportionate voting rights concerning corporate matters. That would be one vote for every share owned. If a shareholder owns 100 shares of common stock in an underlying corporation, they have 100 votes they can cast on corporate matters brought before shareholders. Voting is typically done through the mail, online, by proxy or assigning voting rights to another party, or doing in-person board of director meetings open to shareholders and the public. While both common and preferred stock can trade on the open stock market, common stock shares are arguably more volatile. This is essentially a function of the fixed income benefit attached to preferred stocks in the form of guaranteed dividends. Without the fixed income component, common stock is more directly vulnerable to the supply and demand forces of economics. While common stockholders have claims against the underlying corporation's profits, the opposite is true if the underlying corporation faces insolvency and has to liquidate assets. In such cases, liquidation funds are paid first to creditors, bondholders, and then preferred stock owners. After satisfying obligations to those groups, any remaining funds can be proportionately distributed to common stock shareholders. Preferred stock. A share of preferred stock also represents one share of ownership in the underlying corporation. But unlike common stock, it doesn't provide any claims against the profits of the corporation. Instead, preferential treatment is given to preferred stock shareholders through a guaranteed dividend. Companies issue preferred stocks versus common stocks to obtain equity financing without giving up voting rights. For the most part, preferred stock acts in much the same way as a corporate bond. The difference is that the payment to the preferred stock shareholder is called a dividend, while bondholders are paid interest. The dividend is set by the corporation's board of directors when they approve the issuance of preferred stock at a stated dividend. Dividends are generally paid quarterly to shareholders of record at a predetermined date. Note, the dividends attached to preferred shares will be paid in perpetuity to the shareholder of record for as long the share remains in circulation. Since preferred stock dividend payments are often viewed as interest payments, the dividend yield is always of primary interest to investors. The dividend yield can be calculated by simply dividing the dollar value of the dividend by the current stock price times 100 for the percentage. The value of a preferred stock, which is issued with a par value, is not driven by market forces. Instead, it's driven by interest rates. If interest rates rise, the par value of preferred stock will drop or be discounted. If interest rates fall, the par value of the preferred stock will rise as a premium. In terms of claims against a corporation's assets, preferred shareholders get priority over assets distributed as dividends or during a liquidation. In fact, a company cannot pay dividends to common stock shareholders until all preferred stock shareholders' claims have been satisfied. A bullet point look at common stock versus preferred stock. While defining the attributes connected to common stock and preferred, the difference between these investment options became apparent. Number one, the value of common stock rises and falls based on market forces, such as supply and demand. Alternatively, the value or par value of preferred stock shares is driven up or down based on interest rates. Number two, common stock dividend income is not guaranteed and is only paid when declared by the underlying corporation's board of directors. A preferred stock's dividend payment is established when the stock is issued. It's guaranteed and paid quarterly to the owner of record at predetermined dates. Number three, common stock shareholders have proportionate voting rights in corporate matters based on the shareholder's ownership percentage or number of shares owned. Preferred stock shareholders have no voting rights. Number four, preferred stockholders get preference over common stock shareholders during distribution of profits or corporate liquidation of funds. Number five, while a common share cannot be converted to preferred shares of stock can be converted to a fixed number of common shares. And number six, preferred stock has a feature called callability. Callability refers to the right to redeem preferred stock for a big premium. How to buy? You can easily purchase both common and preferred stock through a traditional or online broker. When a company offers both types of stock, you can tell them apart by their ticker symbols. Buying preferred stock. Before purchasing a preferred stock, be sure to check its credit rating. Those with a higher credit rating, such as AAA versus BB, carry less risk. Like bonds, preferred stocks are rated by Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch. You'll also want to review a preferred stock share price, yield, and callability, and whether it's convertible to common shares. Issuers of preferred stocks tend to be financial institutions, such as banks and mortgage companies, insurance providers, and utility companies. You can purchase individual shares of preferred stocks, or an easy way to invest in a variety of preferreds is to invest in an exchange-traded fund or ETF. Final thoughts. As an investor, the decision to purchase common stock or preferred stock should be made based on your investment goal. If stock appreciation and the long-term growth of your investments is your goal, purchasing common shares of ownership would be the right call. If establishing a quarterly cash flow stream is your goal, you might want to go with preferred stock. No matter which class of stock you purchase, it's essential to understand what you're investing in and the risks associated with the investment. Remember to keep your total investment portfolio diversified to help mitigate your risks. You just listened to the post titled Preferred versus Common Stocks. How do they differ? By Amy Blacklock and Vicky Cook with womenwhomoney.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Many thanks to Amy and Vicky for this great summary of preferred versus common stocks. If you'd like to hear more about how preferred stocks or preferred shares could play a role in your portfolio, I recommend you go back and listen to episode 1820, titled The Yield Shield, Preferred Shares, by Wanderer of Millennial Revolution. I appreciated how Wanderer explained how they used preferred shares in place of some of their bond allocation when they retired. This helped guard against sequence of return risk in their early years of retirement. They chose to do this because while bonds smooth the ride of volatility in their portfolio, they don't pay too well as an income-producing asset. A potential solve for this is to include some preferred shares as a kind of a mix between a stock and a bond. While preferred stocks are a fairly new concept for me, based on what I've read, I don't think they have a place in my portfolio at this time. I'm solidly in the accumulation phase of my investment journey, and I'm focused on long-term growth. I've also read that some investors believe that preferred stocks combine the worst features of stocks and bonds. Unlike common stocks, preferred stocks have limited upside potential, and their income and principal are less safe than those of bonds. As mentioned in this article, an investor with the goal of capital appreciation is better off buying common stocks. But if your goal is safety of income and principal, you might be better off buying bonds. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.